All right, welcome to another edition of the show. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. As always, I'm your host, Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is January 24th, 2008. And right as we speak, we have the Republican presidential debate taking place. And of course, you know, very interesting stuff as always. And of course, they're giving the majority of the questions to John McCain and Mitt Romney, the so-called front runners of the Republican presidential race. And it's clearly skewed to the so-called media darlings that are supposedly front runners in this whole staged election that we're currently witnessing. And, you know, Ron Paul did get in a few answers to a few questions, and, you know, he knocked the first one he was asked. I mean, they asked McCain like two or three questions. They asked Romney two or three questions before they even asked him one question. And the first question that they asked of Ron Paul, he knocked it right out of the park. Did a fantastic job. And he had some good responses to the record on the war, on the economy. And he even had the opportunity to ask John McCain a question because they had a little segment where all the candidates get to ask another candidate a question. Well, guess what? Ron Paul didn't get asked a question by any of them. I'm sure because they're scared to death of what he might say. But Ron Paul, when he had the chance to ask a question, he asked John McCain, would you get rid of the President's Working Group on Financial Markets? And John McCain looked like, I mean, he just looked in a daze. This guy is clueless about economics. He even said that he would leave it up to the experts at the Federal Reserve to take care of the economic situation. I mean, these are his own words. This guy literally knows nothing about the economy. He says that he'll bring in a bunch of members of the Council on Foreign Relations to assist him with the economy. The guy's a total joke. So when Ron Paul asked him that question on the Plunge Protection Team, the President's Work Group on Financial Markets, literally he looked like a deer about ready to get hit by a car, a deer in the headlights look, you know, and, you know, he didn't even answer the question. He could not answer the question, yes, I will get rid of the Plunge Protection Team, or no, I think it's a great idea. We should continue having the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. So I think Dr. Paul made John McCain look really bad, and I think that's a real positive. And, of course, the debate is continuing. And hopefully Ron Paul will get a little more time in the next half hour, although considering that MSNBC, who is running this debate, is owned by General Electric, a huge defense contractor, I don't think we'll be seeing Ron Paul get very much more time than John McCain or any of these other people in the last half hour. But either way, you know, we'll see what happens with this, but I think Dr. Paul has done very well so far and answering the questions and confronting John McCain on the Plunge Protection Team. Because seriously, the Plunge Protection Team, the President's Work Group on Financial Markets, they have come in and they essentially bailed out the market yesterday with that 600-point swing. I mean, they are actively involved in manipulating the markets so people don't think the whole economy is going completely to hell. It's all based off of perception. That's all the economy is based off of. We have to break. We'll be back on the other side. We'll talk a little bit more about the debate. We'll get into all sorts of news and, I don't know, much, much more. So stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back to the show. And just a quick update on the amount of questions that Ron Paul has gotten. He's gotten a total of 3 questions so far, and that's pretty horrible at this point in the debate. I mean, we're over an hour into the debate and he's only gotten 3 questions. John McCain has gotten 10 questions. Mitt Romney has gotten 7 questions. Rudy Giuliani has gotten 7 questions. And Mike Huckabee has gotten 5 questions, at least thus far. I mean, how is this a fair debate when you're giving John McCain 10 questions? I don't think there's really any question what the establishment is trying to do here. They are trying to get John McCain to be the Republican nominee to lose against Hillary Clinton in the general election. I mean, it's really that simple. You look at the dynamics of everything. You look at what the media is doing. Their goal is to create reality. They get out there. They create reality. Okay, so when they're giving more questions to John McCain, he's out there talking more, providing more answers to questions, so people subconsciously think, oh, well, gee, he's more important. Oh, and I guess, here's another update. I guess Romney now has 8 questions. So we have John McCain with 10 questions, Mitt Romney with 8 questions, and we have Ron Paul with 3 questions. This is a completely skewed debate. I think there needs to be an investigation into the tactics of General Electric with their debate formats, because this is completely unfair and ridiculous. If you have a debate, you weight the questions at least somewhat evenly. You know, I can understand if Ron Paul had like 6 questions and John McCain had 8 questions. You know, I can understand that. But when you have a disparity where one candidate gets 10 questions and Ron Paul gets 3 questions, that is not fair. Okay? And I complain too if John McCain got 3 questions and Ron Paul got 10 questions, because there needs to be, in a debate format, some level of fairness in terms of the questions that the moderators are asking. And this is just completely and totally unfair. But if there's any there's anything good that came out of this, Ron Paul made John McCain look really stupid with the question they asked him about the President's Working Group on Financial Markets, a.k.a. the Plunge Protection Team. And in case you're unfamiliar with this group, this was a group that was formed following the stock market crash of 1987 to ensure that the financial markets don't collapse. I mean, that's the basic gist of it. And, of course, they have this fancy explanation as to what this group is all about. And, of course, George W. Bush, he actually convened a meeting with the Plunge Protection Team just a few weeks ago. And isn't it really funny that all of a sudden we see this stimulus package, you see the massive interest rate cut, you see all these things take place, because these people know that the economy is not doing well. I mean, everybody can see that things are bad. You have massive devaluation in the dollar. You have, as a symptom of that, you have this crisis in the housing market. China owns a ton of our treasury bills, and they could, they could send the dollar into a tailspin if they suddenly decide, well, you know what? I think we've had enough of this. We're just going to start converting U.S. dollars into our currency. Heck, we'll just buy some gold. We'll just buy some gold and silver. That would send the dollar into an absolute tailspin, and that's really what's happening here. Those are all the dynamics that are going on with the economy. So, the Plunge Protection Team, a.k.a. the President's Work Group on Financial Markets, they have, since their inception, they have come into markets in an effort to stabilize the financial markets from collapse. It sounds insane, but when you consider the amount of resources that the Federal Reserve and the federal government have combined, it's very easy for a group like the President's Working Group on Financial Markets to come in and manipulate the market using all sorts of different levers they have at their disposal. And the group consists of a number of people, including the Federal Reserve Chairman, the Treasury Secretary, the head of the SEC, and a number of other people. So this is a very powerful group of people, and they can move the markets if they deem necessary. And, of course, through the actions of the Plunge Protection Team, what has happened here is that you have a situation where they are staving off an economic collapse. They are manipulating the market in such a way to make people believe that the market is doing a lot better than it is. So they're staving off the eventual collapse. So what's going to happen is that when the collapse actually comes, the collapse is going to be much, much worse. Versus if they decide, no, we're just going to let the free markets take care of it. We're going to stay out of it. Yeah, there might have been a drop, but it wouldn't have been as severe without the interference. And oh, here's an update. Now we got Mitt Romney with 11 questions, John McCain with 10 questions. They asked 4 questions in a row for Mitt Romney. I'm getting updates from a chat room that I'm looking at. This is unbelievable. And what sort of crazy debate is this? You know, the establishment media has absolutely no credibility. If people are actually getting their news information from the establishment media based off of how they conduct these debates and the information that they provide out there, you know, those people that are actually counting on the established media for all their information are literally, completely, and utterly misinformed. I mean, this is a joke. This debate is a farce. We have 15 minutes left in the debate, and, you know, I guess I haven't missed anything Ron Paul has said after I've been on air for 15 minutes. I mean, this tells you that, look, you should vote for Ron Paul just because these people are afraid to ask him any questions. These people do not want him to get elected. The establishment media is the establishment. General Electric is a major defense contractor. So when you consider that they aren't asking Ron Paul any questions, then maybe you should vote for him. I know we get new listeners every day. I'm sure there's some people out there that just tune in to Patriot Radio for entertainment. But the bottom line is here is that Ron Paul will get rid of the IRS. He will get rid of the Federal Reserve. He's going to put more money into your pockets. I mean, what's not to like about that? I mean, the free market is really the only way that you can ensure that people prosper. If you get the government involved in the free market, it creates all sorts of problems. Just based off the fact that if you have government intervention, they are subsidizing different corporations and companies, not based on the merits of the fruits of their labor, but whether just because, we believe that this company needs to be bailed out because we think it's just the good thing to do. No, that's not the way free markets work. You let the free market decide, okay, this is a good product, this is a good business, and if it's a good product and there's a good business running it that's creating the good product, the business is going to remain intact and continue forward. But if a better product comes along and a better business comes along that produces that product, then they'll put the other business out of business because they're producing a superior product. The government comes in and manipulates this whole process. That's when you have financial trouble. And right now we have a private central bank that manipulates the money supply, that fixes the price of money. And then you have the federal government that provides all these subsidies to all these different corporations based off all these pieces of legislation and regulation that they pass. It's a complete joke. Oh, I guess they finally asked Ron Paul a question. I'm not exactly sure what they asked him, but I guess they finally decided that they'd ask him a question. Well, that's real nice of him. So now we have Mitt Romney with 11 questions. We have John McCain with 10 questions. Rudy Giuliani with 7 questions, and Mike Huckabee with 6 questions, and Ron Paul trailing them with 4 questions. This just shows how biased this debate is, and it's completely disgusting. I wish I had enough time to compile some of these clips, but I tell you what, we will definitely play them tomorrow, and I'm sure Mike Chambers on the Midnight Rider show, he'll probably have some of these available. Can't promise that 100%, but if they are available, I can almost guarantee that he will be playing them. Well, anyway, let me get into some other news I want to cover on today's show. Of course, the presidential debate is an ongoing thing that's happening right now, so I felt I had to cover it. But I got a bunch of our news here. Just like every other day that I come on air, I got a bunch of news. All of it is completely insane. And let me just go over some of the stuff that I'm going to talk about in the next 40 minutes. Of course, we're going to get into some more economic news. We've got George Soros saying that the dollar as a world reserve currency is over. What else do we have here? Oh, we got a bunch of our stuff. What are economic news? Oh, yeah, deal reached on tax rebates, the financial stimulus package. I forgot about that. We have to get into that as well. Of course, that tax rebate package is going to do absolutely nothing for the health of the economy, just more smoke and mirrors. And we got a lot of our stuff as well. You know, Ron Paul unveiled his economic plan, and we got a lot of our stuff. I'll just get into it on the other side. But we'll be back. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Quick update on the amount of questions each candidate is getting in the Republican debate that's currently going on. Mitt Romney with 12 questions, John McCain with 10 questions, Rudy Giuliani with 8 questions, Mike Huckabee with 6 questions, and Ron Paul with 4 questions. A completely biased debate from the people at General Electric. Very disgraceful, and they should be ashamed of themselves for the way they are turning our presidential race into a virtual circus. I am extremely disgusted with this, but they've been doing this the entire time. So, you know, we shouldn't expect anything less from these people. But anyway, let's grab a quick phone call. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. How you doing, Henry?
Yeah, hi. I'm here saying with Ron Paul, and I think that, you know, I think it's disgusting. Obviously, they're really scared of this guy. They're just frightened to death that they can't even, we can't even have fair elections anymore. They're so frightened they got to rig the primaries. Now, you know, it used to be they just rigged the general election. You know, to hell with the primary. They're so scared of this guy. And that doesn't mean I agree with everything he says. You know, like, for instance, is there some things with Ron Paul that even you may disagree with, even though it's not many? I mean, it's not many with me either, but... Oh, we got disconnected?
No, no, we're still here. I was just listening to you.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I'm asking, but, you know, they're so scared of him that they have to rig the elections, and they got to shaft him, and when he's in a debate, they got to shaft him. You're limited to only so many questions. First of all, I think those people should be able to say whatever they want in a debate, as long as you're able to hear one person and the other and not talk over each other. I think you should be able to say whatever they want. I remember a while ago, I think I was too young to vote for it, with Reagan or George H. Bush, but I think back in the late 80s, they were able to say whatever they wanted. They didn't have all this limit to how many questions, and it was so constricted in the debates, even the televised debates, about what you...
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because I saw a debate between, what was it, Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush, or not George W. Bush, but George Herbert Walker Bush, back in 1980, during their primaries, and, you know, the format was much more open. Granted, there was only two people, but they weren't held to all these constrictive rules like we're seeing, even in the Democratic debate, where you have three candidates, they still have all these rules, and... You know, I'd like to see a more open format when they can engage each other a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't remember the one in 1980. That was quite a while back. I mean, I could pull up a tape of it, but I'd definitely be showing them voting that one. But these guys, you know, it seems ever since the past 10, 15 years have been doing it. They did it with the one with Dole and Clinton. These guys, you know, we got to really look into this, that they're rigging these elections. I remember Jerry Brown ran against Bill Clinton. Now, that's another thing, too, with the Democrats. They put their best candidates in the back and put their crappiest guys or their worst people in the front and boost them up. Now, it would have been better if Jerry Brown beat Bill Clinton. You know, that wouldn't be so bad. They sort of shafted him, but... This thing with Paul is ridiculous. Then I'm finding out now that Paul got second place in New Hampshire. Am I correct?
Well, in Louisiana caucuses, he got second place, but there's been a media blackout on this whole thing.
Right, but he also got second place in New Hampshire when they did the recount, didn't he?
I think they just started the recount today, so I'm not sure how they would have counted all the votes yet.
Yeah, but all right. Well, maybe all right. But I know he got second place. I think he did. I think I heard something that did come out. But I maybe have to wait till it all materialized. But I think they already did the recount in New Hampshire. I think he did get second place there. And Obama did beat Hillary. And also he got second place. He got second place in Nevada too.
Well, yeah, we know he definitely got second place in Nevada, according to the official results. He actually got second place.
Yeah.
But as far as New Hampshire stuff goes, I'm pretty certain that the recount actually started today. But, you know, I mean, if you just look at it from a common sense perspective here, I mean, there's no question that there's manipulation of the votes. And he had much more support than Rudy Giuliani and Mike Huckabee, as far as I'm concerned. And I live up here. You know, I think I'm a pretty good judge of where the support is.
So where are you? You're in New Hampshire?
Yes, I'm up here in New Hampshire, and there's no question that Ron Paul had more support than Mike Huckabee and Rudy Giuliani, who he finished behind. So,
really?
You know, I mean, at least he should have gotten third place, in my opinion.
Oh, that's interesting. A fellow New Englander. I didn't know that. I'm in Connecticut. You're in New Hampshire. You're not that far from me, then. Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were someplace else. Okay. Oh, that's interesting. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. But, Harry, anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we'll see what happens with Pennsylvania, because there's a lot of people, a lot of college students, the guys around your age and even mine, and it's very strong over there with Ron Paul signs in Pennsylvania. So I'd like to see what he does with that. He might get first place over there. Okay, I'll go move on to the next call.
All right, yeah, I certainly hope so, Henry, and thanks for the call. Yeah, I hope he does well in Pennsylvania. But we have to break, and we'll be back on our side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Big segment coming up here, so we're going to cover a lot of news. But before we do that, just a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, Heart and Body Extract. Are you in good health? If not, RBN's sponsor, Heart and Body Extract, can help. Heart and Body Extract supports cardiovascular blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it is all natural. Visit our sponsor today at www.hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Now let's start getting some of this news here. Before I do that, I kind of got ahead of myself. Let me just give you an update on the question totals here in the Republican presidential debate. All right, Mitt Romney has 13 questions that were asked to him. John McCain, 12 questions. Rudy Giuliani with 10 questions. Mike Huckabee with 8 questions. And Ron Paul got 5 questions so far. Hardly a fair debate when you're only asking a candidate five questions. You're asking an R candidate almost three times as many. They've been doing this the entire time, and it's getting completely ridiculous. If people are watching this and can't figure out that this debate is entirely staged against Ron Paul, then they aren't even in the right state of mind. Because clearly, when you ask several more questions, I mean, you have three candidates that have been asked twice as many questions as Dr. Paul. I think it's clear that the debate is being skewed against him intentionally. And of course, they don't like his stance on the war, because General Electric, they profit off of all these big defense contracts that they have. So they don't really like his stance on the war. A completely biased debate, and you know, that's what we've come to expect from the establishment media. And you know, another thing, you know, Ron Paul came in second place in the Louisiana caucuses. And there's an article here from the American Free Press. It says here, Senator John McCain has won the Republican Party's caucuses in Louisiana, while long-shot candidate Ron Paul took second place, the state party said Wednesday, citing preliminary results. Well, you know, for a long-shot candidate, Ron Paul has had two second-place finishes recently. That seems kind of strange. Why they always put long-shot before his name, or they insinuate that he doesn't have a chance? I'd say Rudy Giuliani has much less of a chance than Ron Paul does, just based on the vote totals. They should be saying long-shot, cross-dressing presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani, and then go on with their story. But they don't do that. You see, they do all this stuff intentionally to give a perception of what's really going on, even if it's completely out of the realm of reality. And that's what they do. They try to create reality. It's just like in George Orwell's book 1984, where they create the reality for the people. Yes, you have perpetual war in that book. They show a whole thing where oh, we have to fight this enemy. You know, Oceania has always been at war with East Asia. And it's the same thing with the establishment media today. They attempt to create a reality. A lot of people buy into that reality, even though the reality has nothing to do with anything factual. They create the reality, and people just stare at the TV set, and they say, gee, this must be reality, when it is anything but reality. And that's really what the media does. They're a very powerful force. They are extremely diabolical in nature. And that's why we have networks like the Republic Broadcasting Network to fight these people. Because we have to take over the media and we have to take over the government. Those are two things that we have to try to do. Otherwise, this is going to get really, really bad, and it's going to end violently. Because if they don't allow peaceful change to take place, it's going to be violent eventually. I hope it doesn't come to that. You know, I think Ron Paul and his presidential campaign is one of the last chances we have at changing things peacefully. But well, at least what we can do is we can establish a base, and hopefully all these Ron Paul meetup groups can start taking over the GOP. I think that's has to be one of the first steps. Have these Ron Paul meetup groups try to take over different GOP events and take over the power structure there, and then go from there. So you have micro-broadcasters. We had all these meetup groups, micro-broadcasters. A caller called into my show, I think it was a few weeks ago, and made that recommendation. I think that's a fantastic idea. So if we can get all these things going, if we can try to take over the media and take over some of these political parties, and then eventually take over the government, I think that's the best way to go in terms of changing things peacefully. But of course, it's hard to say if that's even going to be possible. Who knows if we have enough time. But anyway, let's get into some news. As I said before, Ron Paul, he got second place in the Louisiana caucuses. They have a very strange setup there. Apparently, they tried to consolidate everybody in the GOP who were against Ron Paul. They tried to consolidate all their efforts into this delegation, like this pro-family delegation, to try to stack the odds against Ron Paul. But according to this America Free Press article, he came in second place, irregardless of that. So definitely some very good news there. I just wish he had more time in the debate. Five questions compared to Romney's 13. I mean, again, completely unfair. Let's get into some of his economic news. I promise I'd get into some of that. Ron Paul unveiled his economic plan today. Very interesting stuff here. And the whole plan is up on his website. But basically, the four areas of it, I'll just read them. Tax reform, reduce the tax burden and eliminate taxes that punish investment and savings, including job-killing corporate taxes. Can't argue with that at all. We need to get rid of taxes in a big way. We need to especially get rid of the federal income tax. And the more they get rid of taxes, the better the economy is going to do. You know, I mean, some $300 rebate check from George W. Bush is not going to do a whole hell of a lot. You need permanent tax cuts, you need major tax cuts, and you need substantial tax cuts, ideally to zero. Because there are places, I mean, take for example, United Arab Emirates. Their tax rate is zero. They have a 0% income tax. That's why the United Arab Emirates is turning into this place with all this economic activity. I mean, that looks to be the place where they want to transfer all this wealth into, and they want that to be the new financial capital of the world. It's almost like they're trying to build a modern-day version of Babylon in the Middle East. It's really bizarre. But back to Ron Paul's economic plan. Number two, spending reform. Eliminate wasteful spending. Reduce overseas commitments. Freeze all non-defense, non-entitlement spending at current levels. Absolutely. We don't need any foreign aid to any of these foreign countries. I say we stop foreign aid immediately across the board. We have to take care of things here first before we can start helping our people out. I mean, spending all this money on Israel's defense is ridiculous. Okay, and then giving money to the Arabs. I mean, how does this make any sense? All right, of course, they're playing off both sides against each other as a way to consolidate more wealth and more power in the Middle East. It's just disgusting. That's why we should end all these entitlements. We should reduce all our overseas commitments. This would free up a lot of money. Monetary policy reform. That's number three in the plan. Expand openness with the Federal Reserve and require the Fed to televise its meetings. Return value to our money. Absolutely. You know, eventually the ultimate goal should be to get rid of the Federal Reserve. But of course, you have this big beast of an economic institution that's there, and you can't just, unfortunately, as much as I would like to just get rid of it, you have to phase it out. So what would have to happen here is first good step is to ensure that the Fed meetings are open and transparent, which they clearly are not. That would be a good first step. But then second, we should have the U.S. Treasury start issuing something backed by silver or gold. Like we could have some silver certificates, for example, be issued. So you have competing money against the worthless Federal Reserve note. So if you have legal tender that has value, people are going to go to that instead of the legal tender that has no value. And then eventually you can just get rid of the Federal Reserve completely. That's what Kennedy tried to do with his executive order issuing the silver certificates back in the 1960s. Of course, we all know what happened to JFK. Number four, regulatory reform. Repeal Sarbanes-Oxley regulations that push companies to seek capital outside of U.S. markets. Stop restricting community banks from fostering local economic growth. Absolutely. Sarbanes-Oxley is painful, just from an information technology perspective, because you have to archive emails. I mean, you have to go through all these hoops just to comply with Sarbanes-Oxley's regulation that is very unfriendly to business, and it should be immediately repealed. Of course, they passed Sarbanes-Oxley after the whole Enron, WorldCom, and Global Crossing, all these different companies crashed after the dot-com bubble burst. And of course, their solution, oh, we got to have more regulation. And that's completely the wrong way to go about it. All right? I mean, give me a break. You know, I mean, they want to regulate everything. It's always, okay, we have a problem here, so we're going to offer a solution that limits individual freedom, puts more regulation, more rules, and actually makes it more difficult for the free market to actually operate. So I think those four points that Ron Paul has proposed, I think are a good first step in the right direction. But clearly, we need to eliminate the Federal Reserve, and we have to restore value to our money. Because if we don't restore value to the U.S. dollar, it's going to get really, really ugly and really, really bad fast. I mean, gold is now up above $9 or $10 an ounce. that bounced back relatively quickly after the plunge protection team came in and slammed the gold price down. They've been doing that for a while. That's one of the things the plunge protection team does. Besides boosting the stock market up, they also use the levers that they have to push the price of gold and silver down. Because if gold and silver go up, it's a reflection that their worthless paper currency is not doing so well. So they have to try to maintain a lid on the price of gold and silver. And they are becoming increasingly more unsuccessful at doing this. Each time they slam it down, it goes right back up, and people just continue to buy back into the market. So that's a pretty good plan by Ron Paul, and I support a lot of it. I'd probably be more aggressive personally, but I think it's a very good step in the right direction. Let's go on to another news story. Banks press to rescue bond insurers. This is from the Financial Times. It's a very scary news story. Leading U.S. banks are under pressure from New York State's insurance regulator to provide as much as $15 billion to support struggling bond insurers. People familiar with the matter said on Wednesday night. Eric DiNalo, New York insurance superintendent, held a two-hour meeting with bank executives on Wednesday and urged them to provide as much as $5 billion in initial capital to support the insurers, the largest of which are MBIA and AmBec, and ultimately to commit up to $15 billion. Now, there's actually a lot of worry from financial experts that these big bond insurers could, in fact, actually collapse. And I'm trying to find this other article that talked about it. I'm just not going to be able to find it. But suffice to say, these huge bond insurers are in a lot of trouble. And so they want the banks to come in and bail them out. I mean, this is not a good sign. We're seeing all sorts of problems with these insurance companies, with the big banks. And this is all done by design. It's all for consolidating wealth. And it's all designed to further this whole notion of globalization, or as a lot of people call it, the New World Order. And that's really what's happening here. So a very, very scary news story there. We'll see how that develops. What are economic news do we have here? Let me see if there's anything else. Oh, here's an interesting one. Rogue trader costs bank 3.6 billion. I think this is in euros. 3.6 billion euros or pounds. I'm not exactly sure what the denomination is, but it's over $7 billion, okay? And basically this trader, I don't mean like a trader as in somebody who betrayed their country. I'm talking about a financial trader. Apparently, this guy, he made some bad trades and ended up losing over $7 billion in assets. I mean, just crazy. And nobody knows where he is. Jerome Kerviel, that's the guy's name. He's a junior trader in his 30s. And, that's something else. And this just shows you how fragile the economies are when somebody like this, just a junior trader, he was able to rack up losses of $7 billion with this French bank. Just unbelievable. And I guess some people are blaming him for part of the problem that took place earlier this week with the financial markets. And yeah, it might have contributed to it with this $7 billion loss. But give me a break. $7 billion is nothing compared to the fact that the derivatives market is in the trillions. Okay, I'm talking hundreds of trillions. So they're just using this guy as a scapegoat. But when you consider that a trader in these markets, these very volatile markets, in these derivative markets, can lose all that money, it just shows you that the derivatives markets are really a stack of cards that are just ready to collapse. And it could happen with all these bad trades. Eventually, people can't fulfill the contracts. It'll be like a stack of dominoes just falling down. And that's really what's happening here. But I guess this loss, I mean, this dwarfs the previous. There's one, what was it? 860 million pounds or euros. I'm not sure the denomination that went missing when, what's his name? Nick Leeson. This trader actually sank Barron's Bank back in 1995 with his irresponsible trades. And And this guy is looks like he might do the same thing to this French bank, Société Générale. That's the French bank that was the victim of this massive trading loss. Just unbelievable. What else do we have here? That's about it. Oh, actually, I got to cover this one. George Soros says the U.S. dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. That's from the International Herald Tribune. He said this at the World Economic Forum. And yeah, absolutely. The role of the U.S. dollar is no longer going to be the currency, or the world's reserve currency, I should say. And that's what Soros is saying, and he's absolutely correct. Because the Federal Reserve has devalued it to the point where nobody wants dollars. They're trying to move into our currencies. They're trying to move into gold, silver, and our assets. That's just the way it's going. We have to break, and we'll be back on our side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
The show, last segment here. Now, I just wish I had more time. I mean, all this economic news, it just warrants so much coverage. The debate warranted a lot of coverage. And, you know, I just wish I had more time. But with that said, let me just cover some of these other news stories I wanted to get into. I mean, this whole thing with the bond insurers is just, this could be a disaster. You know, this whole derivatives market, these insurance companies. Look, the economy is not doing well, okay? You know, I mean, we could analyze all these different facets of it, but the economy is just not doing well, all right? And you can blame the Federal Reserve because they're the ones that fix the price of money. And money is the foundation of our economy. And when the foundation falls apart, everything else goes with it. And that's what you're seeing with these bond insurers. That's what you're seeing all this stuff with the banks collapsing. It's all falling apart around us. So get gold and silver. Protect yourself. But let me get into some of these other news stories real quick. Dennis Kucinich, he has dropped out of the presidential race. Of course, they weren't going to allow him to even participate in the debate, so he just threw in the towel. You know, that's just, unfortunately, that's just the nature of the way these people conduct business. They don't allow outsiders to come in and challenge the establishment. So they have their criminal puppets that get up there and get all the media attention, and, of course, they rig the electronic voting machines for them. It's a very nice plan that they have all set up. Very nice. Yeah, it's actually horrible, and it's criminal, downright criminal. But let me move on to another one. Bush says Bin Laden may not be captured before 2008. This is from Fox News. Of course they're not going to capture Bin Laden because he's dead, all right? And they just have him out there as a boogeyman to convince everybody that the war on terror is actually real. Wish I had more time to get into it. But suffice to say, what Bush is saying is just ridiculous. All right, Al-Qaeda does not exist. Osama bin Laden is dead. The whole war on terror is a fraud. If you don't believe me, just do your own research. Please, okay? I'd be very surprised if Osama bin Laden is still alive. Well, we had a $25 million reward for Osama bin Laden, and nobody can find him. I think they're coming out with this documentary film called Where in the World is Osama bin Laden? I think I might go see that. I think the guy who created Super Size Me or... That film where he ate all this McDonald's food, I think he's behind it. Should be an interesting film. Because nobody knows where Osama bin Laden is. That's because he's probably dead. And the whole war on terror is a fraud. Let's see here. U.S. scientists close to creating artificial life. That's from the American Free Press. Of course, scientists are trying to play God with all these different things they shouldn't be playing around with. And this is some very dangerous work. It's interesting to see that they're coming public with this, that, oh, we're close to creating artificial life, which means they probably already have. Let me see what else we have here. Oh, geez. Department of Homeland Security collecting fingerprints at Logan. And that is horrifying, to say the least. International visitors arriving at Boston Logan International Airport. They are collecting fingerprints from the travelers. I mean, they are really ratcheting up this enslavement grid. Let's see what else we have here. We have U2 singer Bono. He's confessing his eco-sins to Al Gore. That's an American Free Press article. Of course, global warming is a complete fraud. And Bono actually had a meeting at the Pentagon before he confessed his sins to Al Gore about his carbon emissions and all sort of crazy stuff. Just completely ridiculous. Unfortunately, I'm just out of time. I didn't even get to the tax rebate news. Bottom line is a tax rebate. It's a fraud. It's not going to help the economy. So, you know, we need real monetary reform, and we need to get rid of the federal income tax. That'd be a good start. I'm out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Take it easy.